What's up, party people, interracial swingers from around the world, and everybody else as well? How y'all doing? Hope everybody's doing good. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges and experiences, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. Although, I think as long as I've been in the game, this might be some professional advice for y'all out there. Let's see what's happening. I'm going to talk about one of the emails I received a little bit. But I'm going to start the show, right up until we finally get that thing cracking in June. I'm going to talk about some party stuff. Let me get into some of my notes here, because there is going to be another party in, I think, July. And I'm gonna try not to waste too much time. Let me see if I could pull this up real quick and see what my brother is talking about here. One of the guys in the group, Ivory, I think he is throwing a party. I'm trying to pull it up. I think he's got some Cash App stuff going. Looks like this is going to be the last week in July here in Vegas. So let me talk about some things that's jumping off. As you know, we are throwing our end of COVID bash, the beginning of the summer bash, everything that's going on. Our flyer is out on the site. Our flyer is out in the Facebook. Our flyer is out in MeWe. So you've seen the flyer, so you know what's happening. We throwing that thing June 26th, ladies and gentlemen. June 26th on the Strip. Beautiful view. I will give the hotel information out as you make your payment and want to secure your spot. I'm just not gonna blast the hotel information out, because every time I have done that, somebody calls the hotel. I don't understand what's going on with that. I'm not gonna really discuss why you would think you could call the hotel for a swingers party, but whatever. It is what it is. So once you pay, you get the information to where the party's going to be on the Strip. And then if you want to stay at the hotel where the party's going to be, you'll have the information. You can make your arrangements accordingly. So I'm going to go back in to that flyer real quick just to make sure that I did not miss anything, which I'm sure I did not. We Swing LV presents Vegas Nights, the Interracial Swingers Bash on the Strip. This is going to be the party of the year. All are welcome. I'm not even going to go into this. I talked to somebody who had a problem in another group about, I may have talked about this before on the last podcast, but they had a problem with us saying in our own group that we were throwing an interracial party. Dude, what? Why do you care? Like, I don't, what the fuck are you talking about? So anyway, whatever. This is an interracial event, but all are welcome. Do I have to say that again? This is an interracial party, swing event in Las Vegas, June 26th on the Strip. All are welcome. Saturday, June 26th, 3,000 square feet of fun. We're going to get this thing popping off. RSVP. If you've seen the flyer, you have all our information. If you don't, hit me up and instant message me, or however you get a hold of me, or hit me on the email, weswinglv@gmail.com for any information that you may be missing. But just message me. Y'all know how to get a hold of me. E-A-R-L Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N on Facebook. Anywhere else, my first name, D-A-M-O-N-B-O-L-D-E-N, Damon Bolden. Or D-Love, if you're looking for me on SLS or any other site that is adult, that's how you find me. Okay, so book your flight now. If you're coming in from out of town, I got people coming in from all over the place. I got some couples coming in from Switzerland. They're coming in from everywhere, okay? It's going to be a big event. I got plenty of space. Let me tell you a little bit more about the event. We're just not talking about the party on Saturday night. But Friday, I've secured one cabana at the hotel. I'm trying to secure some more. I'm trying to work with the event coordinator because this is a big event. But I'm definitely going to throw a pool party. Now, here's the deal with the pool party. It's going to be at the same hotel, obviously, as the event. If you're staying at the hotel, obviously, you're going to be part of the pool party. If you're not staying at the hotel and you're staying at a different hotel, I have to work that out to get you in. I don't have that worked out yet. Okay. Now, Thursday night, I'm going to throw a meet and greet, and I'm trying to secure that location as well. So here's the information. Thursday night meet and greet, Friday day pool party on the strip. Saturday night is the party. Get your tickets. Get a hold of my girl. We're running a special right now. There's a discount. I think it's $5 off for the single females, $10 off for the couples, and $15 off for single males. So if you're in a COVID budget crunch, now is the time to secure your spot and pay your money. Okay. Now we got COVID prices. So you don't have to trip that you got to spend $200 because it ain't like that. I said when COVID was over, I was going to throw a party at very minimal cost to you. And that's what I'm doing. Okay. So this is for everybody to come in, get rid of last year and bring in this year with a bang. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to throw in a fabulous event. Everybody's going to have a great time. Okay. We're going to put on world class. This is Vegas, baby. I'm going to put on a world class event. You're going to have fun. I already got everything secured. Now, this party's on the 26th. The party suite I got for the whole week. Okay, so if you come in early and you're just looking for a place to get down and you want to mix and mingle with some people that are slowly starting to come in town, every night I'll open up the party suite and you can play if that's what you want to do. Okay, I got it for the whole week. That's not where I'm staying. I have a private room for me and my wife because we not going to be sleeping in y'all's squirt. Okay, we don't do that. You know, it gets crazy at our parties and them sheets be ruined. And I'm not going to be trying to put a towel down to sleep in your squirt puddle. So that's not happening. I have a separate room in the hotel for me and my lovely wife. So the party suite is going to be available all week to play in. Even if you just feel like, I wonder what's going on tonight. Nothing going on tonight. And you just want to come to the strip and fuck. The party suite will be available. You just need to let me know ahead of time. Okay. Because I got the party suite the whole week. I'm going to be staying on the strip the whole week. The party Saturday. The pool party's Friday. The meet and greet is Thursday. But I'm going to be there. I'm going to be on the strip starting on Monday. So if you come in early, come on down and let's party and hang out and play and eat and shop and go to the pool and fuck around and let's do this thing right. If for some reason you don't feel like coming out to Vegas, for whatever the case may be, Jay Nina and Nina J from Thick City, the day after my party is over, well, I think the day my party is, their party starts in Hedo. So if you feel like going to Jamaica and hanging out with them, them's our people, feel free. Go down to Jamaica and have a good time. I think their party is from the 26th through July 3rd. So I've been talking to Mama, and I think what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to finish our party on the 26th. I'm going to take Sunday the 27th off and just rest, and then I'm going to jump on a plane and try to head down to Hito. Now, Mama can't go, so I might be looking for a travel companion, ladies, if you want to go to Hito, and your man going to let you go to Hito. I'll take good care of you, girl. Come on. What the fuck? This might be the last year of existence. We don't know, as crazy as things are. Man, let's just bring it out with a, let's go in with a bang and bring it out with a bang. So I may be looking for somebody to accompany me to Hito that Monday, depending on if I pull that off. I'll see what's going on. I'm gonna keep hollering at Mama. She said, you know what, go ahead and use your hall pass and go on down to Hito and do your thing. I can't go. So that's also on the horizon. And then lastly, one of the dudes in the group, you can contact if you want, Avery. I think I talked about his party a little bit. I think that was going to be the last week in July. I don't have where the event's going to be. I don't have that information. I understand he's got a pretty great venue, 1,800 square feet. And I think that information is going to be coming up. And as soon as I get the info, I'll pass it on, just in case you don't get out to us in June. There'll be something else happening in July, and hopefully throughout the summer, or we're just going to be having a good time. So now that I got all that information out of the way, again, if you need to get a hold of me in the Facebook group, or you want to join the Facebook group, just friend me, EARLBOLDEN, Earl Bolden. And friend me and just say you want to be added to the group. Sometimes what happens is people friend me, and then I look at your friends list, and if we don't have any common friends, I don't know why you're friending me, and so I just delete you. If that's the case, you need to friend me and then send a message and say, hey, I either heard the podcast, or I am a friend of somebody in the group, or I'm trying to join the group, and then I won't delete you. Sometimes I get these weird, you know, how you get these pop-ups from some girl. I'm Tina. Want to see me naked? No, bitch, I don't want to see you naked. I'm a swinger. I see naked women for women all the time. So no, and you're blocked. Okay, so sometimes if you don't have any friends that are my friends, or if I look at your profile and you don't have a lot of swingers on your profile, sometimes I wonder why you friended me. So I don't add you. I don't, and then you think that we don't love you. We do, but you got to send me a message and say, I'm trying to join the group. Speaking of which, another internet group, the MeWe group, is really starting to grow and pick up. I know it's hard to maneuver it at first, but if you join MeWe, it's free, and you make a profile, then tell me you want to do the group, you want to join the group, because MeWe's uninhibited, you want to show all your goods and services. You can do that without any, you know, anybody I don't want to start bashing Facebook, because I've done that enough, but you know what, I don't need adults trying to tell me how to be an adult. And on MeWe, they don't do that. They let you be you. So if you feel like, girl, you got a really pretty asshole and you want to show it to everybody, you could do that on MeWe. So join MeWe, make a profile, tell me you want to join the MeWe group, and then I will send you the link on how to do that. That's the easiest way to do it, because people say, I've been trying to join MeWe, but I can't find you. It's easier for me to send you the link, and then hopefully we don't have any issues with that. Okay? So moving on, let me talk to y'all real quick about an email that I got. And I'm going to throw out an opinion, and then I know I'm going to get some feedback on this opinion, and then I will bring it up again on another podcast, okay? So a dude contacted me, and he said, hey, D, really love the podcast. Keep putting out content. I want to come to one of your parties, and woo, 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 woo. Here's his question. He says, hey, I I've been married for 12 years. We have a really strong relationship. He says the sex isn't as spectacular or as spontaneous as it has been in the past. And he says his wife has come to him and said, "What do you think about me having a boyfriend?" So, you know, this kind of coincides with something else that's been going on recently. I think HBO Max had a little kind of half movie, half documentary thing about this dude and this girl who had decided to add another man in their life. And I don't know if you've seen it or not. I just read the notes. I didn't see it, but it's called No I in Threesome. So I just kind of looked over the cliff notes of about what it was about and what they was trying to do. And it's the same thing that this guy is asking me about. He's asking my opinion about his wife came to him and said, "I would like to have a boyfriend. I still love you. I want to be married to you. I'd like to have a boyfriend. You know, I kind of want to do this poly thing, mix it up a little bit. What do you think?" And so he sends me an email and he says, "Hey, D, you've been in the game a long time. You've probably seen this before. What do you think?" Well, let me tell you what my experience is with this. And then you can make your own decision. And then I'm just going to top it off with how I feel. Now, I have known three couples that have done that. One recently, this lady was married. She had a husband. She also had a boyfriend or two. She's in the group. I'm not going to bring up a name. And she's now no longer married. So you would think, well, you know, maybe that happens. Maybe having a boyfriend didn't have anything to do with it. Okay. Before that, I had some friends, longtime friends from the Rooster. If you ever been to Vegas and went to the Rooster, they was regulars at the Rooster. My man was married to this girl. She was a stunner. She knew how to work some thing, but she could work a pole, used to be a dancer. She was pretty hot. And my man would always make excuses. I work a lot. I ain't got a lot of time to be with her. I feel she's kind of needy, so I'm going to let her have a boyfriend. And so he did, because we knew the boyfriend, because he worked at the Rooster. And so when he couldn't go to the Rooster, or he was working or out of town or had other shit to do, she would hang with this guy. And that was her boyfriend. And she mainly just was to play with him. But she would get out and do some side shit, too. Needless to say, them two ain't married anymore. And now the girl is with the boyfriend. Okay, 0-2. But that you know, we talking about a small percentage still. Lastly, a couple summers ago, we had met a couple and we used to hang out at their house. They had a beautiful house up north. And the wife was pretty buck wild. And the husband was pretty submissive. She could do whatever she wanted. And he just was like, "This is my queen, and I'm going to let her do whatever the fuck she wants to do." Okay. So she would have dudes. I mean, I used to roll through. Everybody used to roll through. Dudes would sleep over. Dudes would drive her car. Dudes would be sleep in the bed with her, and her husband would sleep in a different room. That's kind of pushing it to me. But you know what? Whatever your dynamics are, that's for you. Now, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen them in a long time, but I'm pretty sure they're still together. They're still married, but he didn't have much say in how much dick she was getting from other guys. And she would have just a boyfriend every once in a while, but she would have several dudes come through. That's not just a boyfriend. Now, the other two situations that I'm talking about, The wife had a boyfriend. In both cases, the first two cases that I presented, the wife is no longer with the husband. One of the wives is with the boyfriend. The other wife, I don't know if she's with anybody. I don't know what the deal is with that. Here are my thoughts. And this is strictly objective. If your wife is looking for a boyfriend, you probably on your fucking way out. Now, listen, my wife and I have talked about this. Baby, if you want to have a boy toy, a dude that you want to fuck 2 days a week, have at it. I personally could care less. That's a boy toy. We have some rules. On Tuesdays and Fridays, after you get off work from 6 to 8, if you want to go fuck this dude that I know, go ahead. I could care less. I am not insecure. And neither is my wife. And we have some rules and we follow the rules. And that's it. Go ahead. Fuck them. I don't care. But a boyfriend is a different animal. Because a regular boyfriend is somebody who also has a say in what you do. Let me give you an example. If I say, let's say the boyfriend's name is Bill. I'm just fictitious. I'm just going to make up a name. If I say, baby, I made reservations for the steakhouse tonight, Friday night. I thought we'd go out and have a nice dinner. Oh, check the reservations and see if we can add more. I'll call Bill and see if he wants to go. What? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I didn't ask, did Bill want to go? I asked my wife if she wanted to go out and have dinner on a Friday evening. I didn't say, hey, by the way, baby, see if Bill wants to go. See, a boyfriend is somebody who gets a say in what's happening. I might be old-fashioned, but you never gonna get a fucking say in what happens in this household. You can forget it. The only say in this household is mine. Okay? We can have a debate, but the final word, unless I get dementia, is mine. So, that's the dynamic that we have. Not aggressive, not being an asshole. Those are the rules that we decided to live by. I make the final fucking say, period. That's us. You might be in a situation where your relationship is different. Might be more 50-50. Whatever the case may be. But a boyfriend is somebody that when I come home from work, this motherfucker's sitting on the couch. What's up, bro? What's up? What's up is what the fuck you doing sitting in my house when I'm not home? That's a problem. Okay? There's no real solutions to that. The only time I see that work is when the husband is a cuck. Now, if the husband's a cuckold, he don't have no say. So when the wife is getting run through like a train by 6 big dick black dudes, or anybody, as a matter of fact, who don't even have to be black, just anybody is running through her, that's his fantasy, to see his wife have sex with other men, and that is his turn on. That's his fantasy. That's different. That's a cuck. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a boyfriend. Somebody who's around just as much as you around. Hell no. So, sir, I'm not going to bring his name up, but sir, with the email, my advice to you is I will be real careful with the boyfriend thing. Now, if your wife just says, I want a boy toy, and you guys have some parameters, some barriers on how she can go out and get it if she needs to get her needs fulfilled, That's one thing. But a boyfriend, Thursday night, you come home from work and your wife's getting all dolled up and putting on her best perfume and her thigh highs and no panties and a black cocktail dress. And you're like, baby, what you doing? You're not cooking dinner? Oh, my boyfriend's taking me out to dinner. I put some leftovers in the microwave. Nah, 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 nah. Hell no. No. So I guess what I'm going to say to you, sir, is have a plan. Stick to the plan. Make some rules. Stick to the rules. That's all I'm going to say. Have a plan. Stick to the plan. Have some rules and stick to those rules. Because in my 20 plus year experience, I have not seen the boyfriend thing work out. Usually the wife ends up living with the boyfriend and your ass gonna be back at your mama's house in the basement paying the bills while the boyfriend and the wife living in your shit. So it is what it is. Hey, this is an entertainment informational podcast. We just having fun here, but I'm telling you, I have not seen that work out, and I would ask some questions about out of the blue your wife wanting to have a boyfriend, because this, man, maybe I'm old-fashioned. Hey, maybe things have changed. You know, I hear about this poly shit all the time, and people try to do, as a matter of fact, last summer, I'm not going to bring up their names either, because I won't call people out, but this couple that we know, we still friends with, they was in some kind of poly relationship and they have some problems. I'm just going to say that. They have some real issues where they split for a while. I don't see it working out where another dude is a full-time thing. Listen, you can't have two chiefs. You have a lot of Indians. But you cannot have two chiefs because somebody wants to be the alpha dog. And so if you the husband and the boyfriend is a regular thing, at some point, he gonna want to be the alpha dog. That's just the way humans are. And I don't see that coming to a positive conclusion. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that. You need to get a hold of us. Send more emails. weswinglb@gmail.com. EARLBOLDEN, Earl Bolden. Facebook, if you need to friend me. If you need to get a hold of my wife on the Cash App, friend me and then I'll send you her information. It'll be on the flyer. We've posted a lot of stuff. I'll post another. I'll update the flyer again in the group. With some more information, again, in the group. You need any more information about the party, hit me directly. Everything else is going on, hit me directly. I'll try to answer any questions. This is a short podcast, 30 minutes. I try to keep it short so I don't bore y'all to death. We Swing LV is the group. We are an interracial group, but everybody is welcome. So don't act like we're trying to be racist because we're not exclusion, we're inclusion, okay? Interracial swinging is a way to destroy racism. It puts a dagger in the heart of racism when all people from all over the world mix it up lifestyle-wise. It's best for all of us, all right? Love each other. Have a good time. Hopefully you have a great weekend. We're going to try to get some play in this weekend. And so if and when we do, I'll talk about it on the next podcast. All right. Peace, y'all. I love y'all.